Welcome back to the Kyle and Charlie show. It's been a while.
Oh, hi, Charlie. I didn't see you there.
Oh, wow. Kyle, you're here too? This is so awkward.
We just bumped into each other in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, dude. We're actually filming
We happened to both be in
the bathroom together, dude.
Yeah,
so
we're
weird.
Both in the bathroom together in 7-Eleven recording Kyle and Charlie show.
Yeah, it's just, I was just here to grab my Slurpee and bag of hot Cheetos.
Yeah, and I was here to grab lettuce.
Lettuce from a 7-Eleven?
I think like the least trustworthy lettuce. And out of all the lettuce that you can find trustworthy, it's probably the one least likely to make it anywhere on that list.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely not.
They even sell. They definitely don't sell produce, right?
I mean, like some 7-Elevens can be kind of bougie, and they'll sell like I don't know, like preserved produce,
like an apple.
Apples or something like that, or something that's got like a decent shelf life. That's like bananas, even.
It's like, but I bet it's like ridiculously expensive because when you go to Wawa and you look at like any snack you can imagine.
Yeah, or the Wawa apple.
Take, for instance, a cheese stick. One single cheese stick for like 70 cents.
I think it was like a dollar
was
for
it
a cheese
dollar?
Stick. That's no. $1? Wait. No, it was 50 cents.
That's still ridiculous. You can get a whole pack of them for a couple bucks.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't really go to the Wawa for the cheese sticks, though.
I know, but I just see the cheese sticks that expensive. I see the label, and I just... It fills you with rage.
It fills you with rage. You must avenge all the unhappy.
Nothing makes me more angry than things that don't matter.
Yeah. I don't know. I get that, though. It's like, dude, sometimes I just look at the mirror. I see my reflection. I'm like, dude, I'm mad right now. Why do I have to see this thing that doesn't matter? I'm sorry. I had to turn it, dude. Pull a quick 180 on you. Oh, can we also talk about the phrase, oh, I did a 360 and changed my mind?
Oh,
and how that's just so stupid.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing that right now, actually.
Yeah. Dude, I just spin in a circle. And
yeah,
I'm
so
like,
actually, when I saw Charlie, I had to do a spit take. I spit out all of my juice that I was drinking.
All of your lettuce.
All over my lettuce, and then I did a 360, and... Continue talking to Charlie.
Yeah, I made the awuga eyes and dropped my things to the ground along
with
my
tongue. Is that a female girl?
Is that a Kyle from Kyle Charlie Show? Awuga, awuga.
Heart eyes.
Heart eyes.
Steam starts coming out of his ears.
Yeah, train whistle, wolf whistle. We're off to a great start. Just noise. Hey, is that Kyle?
And then like you, the steam from your ear starts to sprinklers off and gets everything all wet in the store.
Yeah, that's actually why we went to the bathroom. I kind of, I don't know. I triggered the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Like anarchy. It is.
Looters begin to target it and take it down.
Oh, dude. It was all an inside job. 7-Eleven broke the windows first.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. We can talk about it if you
no,
want.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. That's the extent of what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm not as educated in that topic as I should be. So I don't want to talk about something and then pull a Joe Rogan and then say something completely wrong and not know.
What do you mean he's always right? He's like the Merriam-Webster of podcasts.
Yo, he is the podcast man.
We're kind of the Merriam-Webster of Lafayette podcasts, if you think about it.
Yeah, the number one Lafayette podcast. That's us.
It's not true.
I think we actually were for a while.
What kind of chumps listen to this show?
Yeah, dude, it's so weird, right? It's almost like we have a Discord now or something.
Yeah, we have a Discord with no fans in it.
Yeah, because
we have a Discord with like four fans in it.
Yeah, we should also probably explain why we haven't actually made any episodes in a while.
There's no reason. There's no good reason. There actually isn't a good reason, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, the best reason I got is that we tried. I sounded really weird because the way I was recording, just I would hear myself, so I would talk a lot slower than I was supposed to. So they're kind of doo-doo. But then we tried to put them on teal, but this was an early coronavirus stage in the US. So everything shut down. Like even teal, because I think teal's run by like a couple of guys.
Couple of guys doing their thing, doing their
Couple of guys being dudes.
couple of dudes being guys.
Yeah, a couple of men being men, Just
Couple
a
of
lot.
just men being, I fucking
Jim.
reject modernity, embrace tradition. We're a traditionalist podcast. We're kind of
Yeah,
professional radio broadcasters.
we're just boys being men, dude.
Boys being men being boys, dudes being dudes, guys being guys.
Bros being bros,
Apples to apples, orange and
Orange,
glad.
orange, you glad I
Orange and
didn't
glad I
say.
didn't say banana.
Dude, peak of comedy right there.
You could call me the king of comedy.
You have to call me the clown prince of crime, cause I'm the Joker, baby.
Oh no. No,
No.
that's too subversive. You can't mention him on the podcast.
Oh,
You know, I've, you
yeah,
know
I
what I've
guess
been
it's.
watching, Charlie? I've been watching the Harley Quinn DC Universe series. It's an
Oh yeah,
anime
how is
series.
that?
Okay, so we watched season one, and I hated it. Like, there were really funny episodes here and there, but overall, I thought it was really weak.
Really?
There's certain things about it I hated. I couldn't stand a lot of Harley's lines. Ivy just grated on me, even though I wanted to like her. But all of like the minor characters I thought were really strong, and there were some really good episodes here and there. And I think it had
Human
like
kite though. Human
Kite
kite
Man's
though.
amazing. Kite Man's amazing.
Yeah.
But season two has been so much better than season one. It's not even funny. Even if I don't particularly like the current plot, it's so much more consistent than season. It's kind of weird too, because the end of season one had four terrible episodes in a row that I couldn't.
Oh.
They were too awful. I watched them all, and we watched them all back to back, and they're terrible. I season two started off strong, and it's still going relatively strong. So I don't know what they did.
Yeah, well, they probably fired the entire writing team,
They
or they had
didn't
the.
though. That's the thing. The Harley Quinn Highway, which contained a CG highway with worse CG than just about anything you could think of, was written by the same guy that wrote like one of the best episodes in season two. So,
Oh, huh. Well, maybe they were saw their own work, was like, what have we done? What is this abomination we've created? And then they were like, let's actually improve on it,
I don't know. It had like an 85% on Rotten Tomatoes season one. So maybe I'm wrong, and it was a flawless,
Oh,
subversive
no.
masterpiece, kind of like the Colin Charlie show.
Yeah, dude, it's just like us, except we actually have 101% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, there was a clerical error. It was supposed to say 11.
Yeah, it was really weird. So, but for a while, we were in fact the top-rated being on of Rotten Tomatoes. We were the
Yeah, that's actually
king.
true. We actually, Christian Bale contacted us and asked us to be in the movie adaptation.
Yeah, shortly after the cease and desist from Rotten Tomatoes for
Yeah,
infiltrating their website.
we hacked their website.
Yeah, we had an inside man. It was really
Owen.
great. Oh, yeah, he got a job at Rotten Tomatoes. Just for us. But no. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't actually, like, real talk though. We haven't talked in such a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to just, I have one pretty epic tale to tell you if you would
Do
like
it.
to learn.
I would like to learn.
Yeah,
I'm always
because
looking to learn. I just clap into the microphone. That's that.
it's
Don't they
okay.
don't do that in showbiz. That's something
Undo.
else. My desk too. This is a
Wah,
disaster.
wah.
Oh my god,
Oh
I
no.
said the curse of the word too.
Stop, stop,
This is
stop. Just
over.
stop. Just stop.
Just pack it up. We'll edit it
All
out in
right. All
post.
right. We'll just delete that entire section.
Yeah,
I'll
that whole
mark it.
section is
All right. All right.
garbage. I
All
can't
right.
speak
Hold
now.
on.
My mojo's
Okay.
gone. My
All
mojo's gone. Wait,
right.
no,
Hold
wait. We
on.
can curse though. Why would
Well, I
we
mean,
not?
we can curse. It's just also like, I don't know, it's not like ideal. We'll leave it in there as like a nightmare. I'll like
No, we'll edit it out in post. Remember, I just said that. If you leave it in, I would have lied, which is even worse than saying on the podcast.
You just said it again. All
right. I know.
Okay. All right. Here, I'm just going to mark it real quick.
Are you actually going to edit it out? You have to edit all of them out, though.
Yeah. Dude, it's not that hard. It's called Dragon. All right. Hey, guys.
Can you make like a horn? Back. Can you make like a horn sound? No, you're going to. Wait, are you just going to cut all of that?
Yeah, I'm just going to cut it.
No, I think you should edit in like horn sounds, like a clown horn, like. Wah, 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 wah. And, well, instead of like.
I don't have that kind of editing prowess. I'm using Audacity. Audacity is just pretty simple. Record noise, delete, edit noise. I don't know. I'll probably
I'm
just.
I'm very
like,
acquainted with
it.
Audacity, Charlie.
Oh, you are? I'll send the footage to you.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I don't want to do work.
Oh, the audacity of this man.
Oh, the irony.
I told you, king of comedy.
I'm kind of metafictional.
You kind of just transcend everything.
Yeah, can we get... we had a suggestion from a listener. We should make all the swears awugas.
That's actually a great idea. Oh, no. I'm actually... All right.
Car passing you on the highway.
It's like that one clip on YouTube of just the guy that just does the same car crash in just different scenes, different intersections. They just like you know that like stock image car crash thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're just gonna do that guy's audio over every single one.
Or just a car crash now. Like maybe like a gong, like bong every time.
Bong. And then that's when we throw in the awugas. All right, but here's my epic tale, if you are ready for it.
Give me a second. Okay.
Alright, so this is the tale of Charlie getting a job for the summer.
Oh boy.
Alright, so I originally wasn't really... My plan was, before all of coronavirus happening, was that I was going to be like looking out for internships, contacting family, friends, and whatnot, seeing if there's anything I could get, and then by spring break, I would start applying, like interviewing and calling people to try to have an internship set up after spring break. Like that's like it's like a decent plan.
Yeah, I decided to actually, you know, attend career center meetings.
Yeah.
And then I was originally going to, so I was working with my advisor and I was like, we're going to get some internships going or something for me to do over the summer. And then it then just happened. And I was just like, you know, no, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I can't, there's no way.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So then coronavirus happened and then everything was uh-oh central.
Stinky. Yeah.
Poop funny. Haha, funny poop. So then like the whole sort of like online jobs became the new hit thing, the new hit fad.
Yeah.
Remote work. So originally I was like, okay. My dad suggested I apply to be like a contact tracer, basically call people, say that they have coronavirus and then hang up. You know, easy stuff.
Yeah.
And then get paid like twice minimum wage or something stupid like that.
And then you pay like you play like a da 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 before you hang up. Like just really zing them.
Yeah, yeah. Like have a pinwheel going in the back, like
and then like
and then the air horns come in.
And
you have coronavirus. Minecraft intro.
Yeah.
Dude, that's my favorite Minecraft. Is that Skydust Minecraft?
I don't know. It was just like generic 2012 EDM.
Dude, I was a Monster Calf kid growing up, though. Not gonna lie. That stuff slapped, though.
At least all right, back to the story. What's your job?
Okay,
I want to know what it is.
Okay. This is going to be really funny. But anyway, so I start like digging through.
That makes it more funny. It's going to be funnier because you said it was going to be funny.
No, it's going to, trust me. Not going to expect it. So I start digging through those like contact tracing jobs. I'm going to like job pages, LinkedIn, all that stuff. And I applied to like four or five different positions. Two of them were contact tracing. One of them was like a sort of call center-y thing. Another one was a camp one that looked interesting. And then for my fifth one, I just kind of threw one out to like one of those headhunting companies that they say, okay, give us your info. We'll take it to like shortlists on other companies and just try to get you hired there. So I didn't get called back for anything about the contact tracing, which made sense. I don't really have a lot of skills that relate. I'm not a medical field or in a medical field of any sort or any medical experience whatsoever. I'm not even in college for medical stuff.
Well, you heal my heart.
I will heal your heart, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Will kiss the wound.
Kiss the wound.
Mwah. 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 All right.
All right. That's a little lewd for the podcast, don't you think?
A little too lewd.
You might need to cut that in post because like my scary curse words need to be cut out in post.
Yeah. I'll just like deafen them or something that every time you say one.
I want awoogas.
I'll figure out a way to put awoogas then.
Well, you can literally just like
stick it in iMovie.
You could just copy paste awoogas from different Audacity files into one Audacity file.
Yeah, that's true. That's easier. Yeah, I guess I could just do that. But you know what? I don't want to learn Audacity that much.
It's not that it's so easy.
I know. I'm just putting it off. All right. Anyways, so I got mainly two calls back. One from this camp job, and then another one from like this headhunting company. I interviewed for them both, and I ended up getting the camp job back. So I work as a camp counselor. But here's the funny thing. Do you know those, like, I don't know, like those little tech camps where they like where people send their kids to?
Yeah.
And they like learn to code or something.
Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
You're teaching Minecraft.
Exactly. I'm getting paid money to play Minecraft.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Kids.
Don't cut that. You're not cutting. You're not allowed to cut that. Unless you put an awooga. Someone I know, like some or a friend of a friend in a Discord server today, just mentioned that they got a job teaching Minecraft. And what you're saying, like, that's going to be. They're like, I was. When you just started telling that story, I thought, could it be that he also is teaching Minecraft? Like, is it possible that that could be what it is? Because the way he's talking about it, it's going to be something like really whack. And yeah, it was.
Wait, do you know the company? Do you know what company he's working for?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I won't leak what company I am. Because, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, publish them out there until, like, I actually start the job.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I got hired to play Minecraft with children for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll probably be doing they offer, like, other camping things, like, video editing and all that stuff, and, like, basic programming stuff that I could learn how to do. I could learn audio editing from this class, from like this camp stuff, and then make our podcast even better.
Even more epic.
Yeah, maybe instead of using Audacity, I use, I don't know, Audacity 2. Boom. I don't think there's an Audacity 2.
Well, we can make one.
We could make Audacity 2.
With our coding, we can make Audacity 2, and it'll be way better than Audacity 1.
Dude, it will be a master. I will get everyone to record audio on it. It will be great. I will take over and then put Kyle's face on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle will be
the head honcho. Have a moneymaker of a face. You can't deny it.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, Matt Damon, though. Dude, we're just going to put Matt Damon's face on there and put glasses on.
He wears like, look, glasses it's Kyle. Sometimes, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if he wears glasses, like, actually. I don't know if that's his IRL.
I've seen a picture of him wearing glasses at some point.
I mean, he's an actor. He could just be acting.
He's just acting that he wears glasses. Oh, my God.
Dude, your mind has just been blown. How do you feel?
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Dude, and you call yourself an actor.
You call yourself an actor. You couldn't even think of Matt Damon wearing glasses.
Couldn't even think of Matt Damon. Who are you?
Wearing fake glasses.
Dude, no, they don't even have prescriptions. Who is that? Yeah.
I swear I've seen so many glasses that just don't. People wear glasses that don't have lenses in them.
Yeah, well, they do it to like because of the stereotype of looking smart.
But then you like just have lenses that don't do anything in them. It looks stupid if you don't have lenses. You look like you're going to a movie at theaters. I don't even know what it looks like. You're celebrating New Year's.
Dude, I'm going to just get – when I eventually get glasses, because I probably will need to get glasses sooner rather than later, but I'm going to get those like 2020 glasses or like something that's so obnoxious that like
I
want to
get
2019 should be
glasses.
There. Yeah. And then I'll put lenses in them.
That's the last good year. I want to get 1959 glasses. That's the last good year.
Dude, give me those 1776 glasses.
Yeah, I was actually born in 1776.
Dude, Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, is that a reference to the Hamilton musical? You might have heard of the Hamilton?
No, I think it's a... did you know, fun fact, there's actually a guy in history who's... this is actually purely a coincidence, but he's based off of the Hamilton musical. There's
John Adams.
Yeah, John Adams. He was actually, they changed his name to Alexander Hamilton because that just sounds catchier. But,
yeah,
and
he was actually a vampire hunter.
And yeah.
Brian and I actually watched that movie like 2 weeks ago.
You watched John Adams Vampire Hunter?
No, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Dude, there's so many Vampire Hunter presidents. It's so great. They're doing such a good thing for this community.
I've got to say, that movie is kind of a masterpiece, and it's undeniable.
Didn't that come out as like the same time as Lincoln?
I don't know.
I think it came out
probably like 2012, if I had to guess a year. I don't know if that's right or all, but it was several years ago.
I'm trying to remember, because I think there was a thing of like... Lincoln won like I think it won some kind of like Oscar or something like that. But I think it came out at the same time as Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, you might be right. It came out about the same time.
So it was a joke for a while that Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was a Oscar nominated movie.
One. It is Dude, a masterpiece.
I don't know. I should read the book. Apparently, is really good too.
Well, a masterpiece is a very strong word, but.
What
I should say is it's very fun.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid that it's funny.
It's an enjoy. It's like it's
very
it's like,
enjoyable.
It's like why you watch Sharknado, you know?
Yeah,
you're not watching.
It's like this I cannot believe like he swings the axe around like a baton and like twirls it. He literally does like marching band stuff with the baton. Or no, sorry, with an axe. And then he kills vampires because his mom was killed by a vampire made his mom go insane, and he's obsessed with this one guy who's a vampire, and so he goes to kill him, and then he's stopped by this guy named Henry, who I think it's Henry, who is actually secretly a vampire, and he teaches him how to kill vampires.
Dude, is that like just old Blade?
And Henry had like this stupid haircut that does not fit at all. Like his hair is just perfectly like. I can't even describe. I don't remember how to describe it, but he just had this perfect, like gelled up haircut in the 1800s.
Homie looking like the Bride of Frankenstein.
And so there's just montages of Lincoln being just brutally murdering vampires, and eventually he just decides, you know what? I can't fight it from the shadows. I have to be in the light. And then he just starts becoming a politician.
He becomes the president.
Dude, and then he needs to fight the Confederacy, who has a bunch of vampires, but they don't know how to kill them. But so apparently in this universe, vampires die of silver. So then they melt down silverware and trays to add to bullets to give the Union. And he needs to transport a train full of silver to the Union line so they can shoot the Confederate vampires.
I'm just picturing, like, you know that stupid argument that people make is like, oh, the Civil War is about states' rights, and then instead of, like, it actually being about slavery and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, it's about a state's right to what? It's actually a state's right to vampires in your
right
militia.
Back. Yeah. Although, I will say, it makes a lot of sense that the Confederacy would support, or rather that vampires would be like puppeteering the Confederacy. Because like if you have human, you know, you have slaves that you can use as vampire food. Like it's a lot less sketch.
Than like, I don't know.
whatever union vampires did.
Yeah, these stupid union vampires need a minimum pay wage. I'm sorry, I had to. Stupid union vampires need
fundamental. If they're unionizing.
Dude, that's going to be the sequel. Donald Trump, union busting vampire hunter. I don't actually know what Donald Trump has done for unions. I cannot speak to that.
All right. So you're a Minecraft teacher.
Yeah, I actually start in July 6th, a couple of days before your birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, for your birthday, you should come on to my class.
Wow, really? Yeah.
Play Minecraft with my children. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
I should have looked for something to do.
Yeah.
Like didn't online you? That I could make money.
Yeah. I don't know. Didn't you have like, weren't you like reading books?
I wasn't really being paid for that though. I was being paid for the position I already had to tutor those kids.
Oh, okay.
So I was just, I could, if I did something else, I could get paid for the original wages that I had, would have been paid for that.
Oh, so you had to do.
Yeah, so for the few weeks that like the month or so that we were at home, that we were still in school, I was getting paid.
Okay, all right, that's not bad. But I'm assuming, are you going to try to look for work now, or are you just like...
Probably not, it's in the middle of summer already, there's no point.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, you could probably find some like quick July jobs. We still have like 15 days.
Maybe.
Yeah. 14 days, exactly 2 weeks.
I have been, however, trying to get into voice acting projects.
Oh, voice acting, you say? What is that? I don't know why I made that noise. I'm so sorry.
I don't know why you asked that question.
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about your voice acting career before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you wanna describe that a little bit? I don't know.
I mean, not particularly, but I've basically just been applying for non-paid roles just in fan projects, just for fun.
Yeah.
And once I get some experience with that, I'd like to, you know, actually make money off of it.
I don't know, like $5 a line or something like that? No, that's a lot of money
is a ridiculous amount of money for a line. Maybe if I'm in a commercial.
Yeah.
Actually, that's low. That's very low for a commercial.
Yeah, because a commercial, you say like,
a few lines, and then you get several thousand dollars.
Yeah, that would make you would maybe if you were doing it $5 a line, maybe get $20.
Actually, but that's like an absurd rate just for audio projects and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I guess it would depend on, like, how much you have to save for each project and also how much they're, like, willing to pay beforehand, too. I don't know. I'm not a voice actor or in the voice acting business, so I know nothing about this. But, yeah, I don't know. What else you got going on, then?
That's my main thing that I've been doing, and I've just recorded my closet.
Yeah,
which is surprising. Like you listen to the audio that I sent, right? And it sounds pretty solid, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's cloth in there, and I know a little bit of audio stuff from like high school, but all I know is that cloth absorbs and kind of muffles the audio. Especially that's why people like can't afford audio foam or studio foam, hang up carpets or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Dude. So what do you mean there's cloth in there?
There'd be cloth in the closet?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Homie got jeans?
Oh, are you saying that my audio sounded like there was cloth?
Well, no. I'm saying it probably sounded good in the closet because there's cloth in the closet.
Yeah, I have like a big... there's nothing in the closet. I hang up a comforter along one of the walls. And cover
it. Oh, okay.
And it... Like, that's the only treatment I have in that room.
That's kind of good, though.
I know. It's surprisingly good for how little effort I put into this recording space.
You should, like, buy that comforter in bulk and then sell it online.
I would like to buy some more foam. Or any foam, actually. I don't have any foam. I'd like to buy some foam.
YouTuber foam.
Yeah, YouTuber foam. Face into the walls.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Kyle from Kyle Charlie Show here. Today we're going to be playing Minecraft. Huh. I don't know. I don't know what Kyle from Kyle Charlie Show would play besides Dota and voice actor.
But yeah, so hopefully I'll be in something. I get a role. All the things I applied for pushed their deadlines back to the end of June. So, and I applied at the beginning of June or the end of May. Because there was like a, you know, like a May 30th deadline, and I applied for a bunch of things, and then they're just like, okay, one more month.
Yeah, they saw that was only Kyle. And it was like, we should let some of these amateurs
of course,
also apply. This guy's just going to sweep our jobs, dude. Oh, no. You'll be good at the voice acting, though. You sent me a clip earlier of you doing a character from a video game. A certain bear man that's split down the middle. That actually was kind of spooky. I didn't realize it. You had to actually say it was you for me to understand it was you. I was like, who is this? Like, I don't know. You titled the file,
Kuma Rockers in the House.
Yeah, Kuma Rockers in the House. And I was like, okay, who's Kuma? And then I ended up finding out who the character was. I was like, wow, that's so cool. How do you edit this? How do you edit the voices, though? And you're like, no, that was me. It was like, wait. Granted, I hadn't heard your magnificent voice in a very long time. This is like the first time we actually talked since
haven't talked in a while.
Since like picking dorms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, that's another
Streamer House.
Streamer house.
No, we're just rooming together. There's no streamer house.
Yeah, well, it's technically a streamer house.
We're in Keef, right?
Yeah,
right.
We're in Keef,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing we got to talk about.
I keep forgetting. I literally the other day someone asked me where I was living, and I was like, I think we got into Keef.
I don't remember. Maybe I'm in the dirt. Maybe I'm living in the ground. I'm living in the tunnels. Something like a rat.
Under the sewers underneath Keef.
I'm living there. I'm going to survive
on this. Mysterious grate with steam coming out of it. Looks really cool.
Dude, actually, I don't know. That's like a goal of mine is to find a way to get into those tunnels.
Just go down.
Yeah, just like cool. Pop on in. See who's there. Hang out with Raphael and the other Ninja Turtles or something.
Yeah, there's this crocodile that lives down there.
Yeah.
The Marquis is pretty cool. Down there.
The Marquis is still alive. No, but that's actually another thing we can talk about, though, is like Lafayette's COVID thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really read the email in depth, but I'm curious what...
I can give you a brief like rundown on it.
Yeah, sure.
So the main thing of it is that we are going back on August 17th. That's when classes start. So a couple of weeks early, and then we're not getting a fall break or like a traditional fall break. They might give us like some days off, like on campus or something like that. But we're not getting a traditional fall break, and then we go back home for Thanksgiving break, and we don't come back.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's also some other things, like I think we're all going to be tested once we get there.
Okay.
And they might stagger our testing. Like, they might stagger when we arrive.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then they also, like, the one thing I was worried about, for the most part, was they would, like, reorganize dorm living.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part was kind of spooky.
What did they change about it? Anything?
I think they're mainly just doing it for congestion. Like, the amount of people living in one dorm.
So not, like, three or four? Or...
Yeah, they might break down the three or four rooms, or they might break down a couple of them, or they might take some rooms and make them empty, or something like that, and then stick those people.
We should be fine.
I think we'll be fine. I mean, I highly doubt that, especially if we applied to a tier two dorm, and with the bill coming soon that we end up paying for a tier two dorm, they say, okay, we're moving you guys to tier one dorms or some other dorms on campus for safety reasons. They would probably either give us a refund or they would, I don't know. I'm very, very doubtful that they will move us out of Keefe.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But like the main dorms, I think they're probably worried about is like the freshman dorms. Actually, Keefe might be a little bit of a warning because they do have those sections that have like a bunch of singles all in a row. Like dorms that just, yeah, they might just reorganize it. And all the spots that have just like a ton of people in like one split section of the dorm. Those ones are probably going to get changed. The freshman dorms, they're probably going to change those up. But a lot of the big, high-capacity dorms, they're probably just going to either space the kids out or they're
going to make them sleep outside.
You guys have to sleep on the yard, camping trip.
Yeah, it's like a lottery or something. Then whoever loses the lottery gets to go sleep on the quad.
They also have done... They also said that they're making the classes hybrid. So that means you can take them online and not go to campus if you want to.
What?
Yeah, or you can like stay in your
That is a huge hassle for professors, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably just going to all be trained on like
But it's still going to I feel like it's going to be it's still going to be a massive hassle for them.
Yeah. Especially since they're going to have to be checking Zoom or whatever.
And they they have to do online stuff as well as the normal classes. I don't know what.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably doing it mainly so that people that are like immunocompromised or.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that those people don't have to feel like they have to come to campus. And then also professors that are a lot older and a lot more susceptible to virus don't have to come to campus either.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I guess in that's going to be kind of cool. We do have one class together of religion.
What?
I forget. Yeah, we have that one religion class, I think.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you took that 8 a.m. religion class.
No, 8 a.m., no.
No? Oh, my bad.
Wait, which?
Oopsies. No. It was like a religion.
I was gonna. I was thinking about it. I really was.
Yeah, it was like religion 102 or something like that.
I could overload for it, technically.
Yeah, don't overload.
I think I could though.
Yeah, I mean you could.
I probably could and have no problems, but
yeah, but it's also like overloading, especially during coronavirus seasons.
Yeah, but it's the perfect time because the professors are gonna be more lenient.
Oh, dude, facts.
That's actually barely true. I feel like my professors didn't understand how to actually give people work.
Oh no.
I paced people's work over the break, so or over the remote season, so I don't.
Yeah, I had only three classes, which is really nice, especially with this whole thing. But the main thing that I struggled with was, one class kind of saying in a early message, "All right, we're gonna kind of do half and half, like we're gonna do pre-recorded lectures and registered meetings." But the registered meetings are like will be kind of like intermittent. So I would never really know what days I was supposed to be like in class.
Oh, I just never showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of my professors said they were optional except one. So I was like, I'm just not going to show up. I'm going to do all the work and I'm going to do all the readings and I'm going to watch all the lectures and I'm just not going to show up to class because I don't want to.
Oh, yeah, I had one optional thing for, like, 8 a.m., and I was like, I don't need to get up that early to ask a question that I could just learn the answer to either online or just watching the lectures over again.
No, I don't know. I could take it, though. I don't know, although, I don't know if he'll, that was with Zukowski, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if he'll be back because he's... almost certainly still immunocompromised. I think he had treatment done and I think he was immunocompromised and he couldn't come back. He couldn't come back last year because of it.
Jeez. So that's not good.
So the chances of him being on campus are pretty low.
Yeesh. Well, I guess that makes the class kind of easy, because then it's just like 8 a.m. wake up, come turn on laptop, and watch religion stream.
Yeah,
they might just like cancel or change the class. I don't know. They just announced like early plans, so they're probably going to have to do like a whole bunch of like case-by-case stuff. But we're going to get official Lafayette branded masks.
Yo.
We're going to have big L's on our face.
For loser.
Yeah, dude, we're all going to be losers on campus.
Loser.
Ha ha, ha ha. I just also, I don't know, I kind of hope that the podcast stuff isn't messed up too much either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a radio, especially the booth where it's literally like indoors, no AC, like the biggest like sweat dungeon possible, which is also the worst possible place for this virus. I don't know. That's going to be kind of a pain. But I don't know. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to be okay. As long as they don't mess up the podcast stuff too much, we should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's like, I don't know, that's one of the big things I was excited about coming back to campus.
I mean, worst case scenario, we just record on Discord.
Yeah, or no, we literally live together.
Yeah, that's true.
We could just like record on like the same microphone. And then just...
we'd have to set up a microphone though.
Yeah, we'd have to, oh no. Yeah, we would have to buy like a fancy mic.
I could always bring my microphone, I guess, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you have a fancy mic. And you also live like kind of close, right? No, you live
like an hour away. Yeah.
Yeah, so like kind of close. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to drive up, dude.
Drive?
Yeah, and I live in Atlanta. I have to drive all my stuff up to Lafayette because all my stuff from my dorm got mailed back to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because I didn't want to go through the process of storing it and then like grabbing it all over there and then like having a bunch of garbage and dirty laundry.
Yeah, so you just burned it all.
Yeah, so I'm just going to set fire. No, I got it all back here. I got my Garfield costume in one piece.
I got mine too. You know, there's a little story about that. I went back for my stuff like a couple weeks ago.
All right.
And so I drove down. I put on my nice blue gloves that were too small. Put on my mask. I made my face itch because I had some facial hair at that point. I'm clean shaven now, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a clean boy.
Oh anyway, wait. Oh. Yeah. I thought you were gonna grow the beard back again.
No, I got sick of it.
Yeah. That's.
I should have. I don't know why. I don't know why I decided to shave. Yeah. But I mean,
you got 2 months to decide that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, surprise me.
All right, surprise us all. Anyway, I was like, so I'm suited up.
Yeah.
I go up to my room, I open the door, I get inside, I get all my stuff, and then I'm like, wait a second, where's my Garfield costume? Very important.
Where's my super suit?
I don't know where it is. So I look around. It's not in my closet, my little wardrobe thing. It's not shoved under my bed. It's not... I can't find it anywhere. It's not shoved anywhere weird around the house. I'm like, wait a second. It's in my old room where Carlito lived. So I go and I'm like, okay, let's get it out of here. And door's locked.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay, well, what did I do last time it was locked? I called public safety and they opened it up for me. And like, I had to get Carlito to Met to call them and confirm. And that was, he was actually around at the time, so I was like, hey, man, could you just be on standby? I'll tell you if you need to call public safety. And he's like, all right, cool. And then I'm like, hello, public safety? And they're like, yes. Would you be able to come open this door for me? And they're like, well, no, we actually need Res Life's permission to send an officer down.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, okay, I'll just call Res Life then. I'll call you back in a few minutes. So I call Res Life. They weren't there. I hung up. I continued packing all my other stuff. Called them back in a half hour. They weren't there. Gave them another 20 minutes. They weren't there. Gave them another 20 minutes. They weren't there. Called them one last time before I left just to see if I could get a hold of them. They weren't there. So for like the hour and a half to 2 hours I was there, I called Res Life 5 times and they didn't pick up.
Yeah, I think ResLife had a lot of their employees kind of like redistributed for like out of state contacts. At least that's what I had an out of state contact for getting all my stuff out
Oh,
of
that
my
makes sense.
dorm. Yeah, because it's like when campus reopened that I was not able to go back up there to grab all my stuff. So they took a lot of ResLife staff and a lot of fundraising staff and just had them like in a call center basically
Huh.
for us.
Yeah,
But
so
yeah.
I needed to go back a few days later when Carlito was going at 8 in the morning. And
Oh
then retrieve my Garfield costume and leave. Or in like and like a couple miscellaneous things I had left over.
Carlito had stored away in
Yeah.
the depths.
Well, they were just in my closet or on the on sort of in that weird side space that I had next to my wardrobe.
Yeah, that's good though.
I got it back. It's back. I have all my stuff home. Kind of an epic tale of
Yeah.
greatness and awesomeness.
Along with your
Garfield
magnificent
costume.
portrait.
Oh yeah, I have my portrait too. The portrait from Head of Tron is in my room.
Yeah.
Not this room, so I can't show it to you, but
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Kyle was in a show called Head of Tron where he played as a man. A really ripped, shredded man that was incredibly buff.
yeah, that's true actually, guys.
And there was a scene where he actually ripped his shirt off and revealed not just a six pack, not just an eight pack, but in fact a 14 pack underneath his magnificent pecs that were all toned to perfection.
I
It
don't
was
remember
really
that part.
scary. It was very intimidating. But anyways, there was a portrait that they made for that show. What did they do? They just like printed out a picture of
Yeah,
you.
they took a photo of me and then printed it on canvas with a filter that makes it look kind of like a portrait from a distance.
All right, and then they fasten a little electric thing behind it so it makes
Yeah,
your
and
eyes
then
glow red.
my eyes glow red like an evil robot.
It's very intimidating. Dude, if I had a picture like that, that would be like mounted above my like baseboard, like of my bed, so like when I awake, everyone will see my intimidating presence.
Yeah, Charlie does have quite an intimidating presence.
Yeah. Oh no, I mean, it's more like I just talk all the time,
He's
and
intimidating.
I don't shut up. It's very intimidating to people that are not prepared.
Pretty scary. I don't want a room with him anymore.
Get me out of here.
I've chosen. My cat's going crazy.
Oh no. Your cat heard my name and it's like I don't want to ruin him either. It just has
He's
to
playing
escape.
with his stuffed mouse.
Oh, why is he stuffed though? Can't believe your mouse is stuffed.
It's Thanksgiving.
Oh dude, it's Thanksgiving already. Guess it's time to go back home.
You know, it's Thanksgiving somewhere in the world.
It's Thanksgiving somewhere. Dude, that should be a poster. Like everyone's got those cheesy 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm like, no, dude, it's Thanksgiving somewhere. And
And
just
there's a picture of Brian on it, and he's just
yeah. He's just gnawing into like a drum. Just a
he's eating a
class.
drumstick.
Yeah.
But the word vegan is written on it, even though he's not a vegan anymore.
It's written in Greece.
The word vegan is written in Greece on the bottom of the poster. Yeah.
It was added on later. Was actually a mo it was a move done by PETA to defame Brian for losing his vegan powers. Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, why?
Oh, I thought Brian and his vegan powers took you out.
No, he almost did.
You had to defeat him. Oh yeah, have you talked to Brian recently? This is like no.
What?
This is like the first show in a while that we've done where it's just you and I.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
It's been a
spooky.
very long time.
Brian has just been third wheeling this entire relationship.
That's
Oh
true.
yeah. Another fun update. I'm gonna have my own Brian. Oh, no way, I already said that.
What?
My high school friend that's coming up, that's
Oh,
going to
okay.
Lafayette next year. Yeah, he's going to be Brian too.
Well,
his name's Philip. He's a champ.
Oh, he's not named Brian.
No, he's not named Brian.
I thought you were saying he's named Brian. I was really
He's gonna fill Brian's role when Brian can't fill that role. He's Brian too. He's like a backup.
Well, Brian actually broke both of his kneecaps. I don't know if you knew that.
Wait, what?
No, that's not true.
I was like, what? How do you break a kneecap?
He tripped on a crack and broke his both of his kneecaps, and it's pretty and bad.
He had to choose between.
Yeah, he was in the yard and he slipped on a banana peel that some like an apple fell off a tree. And,
yeah, he did a quintuple backflip and then flat on his kneecaps.
Don't ask the logistics of that. I don't really know how it works, but he landed on his kneecaps. Trust me.
Yeah, we're not physicists. Isaac Newton had something to do with it, though, probably.
Yeah, there's an apple involved and a tree.
And, kneecaps, you know.
Kneecaps.
The three physics.
We know what he likes.
You know Isaac Newton. His favorite thing is not Fig Newtons.
The subjective.
Yeah, he likes some of the flavors only. He's not a big fan of the classic ones, though.
What other flavors are there?
Don't they have like a strawberry one now?
They should make one that tastes like Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookie Fig Newton.
So it's just an Oreo cookie inside of like a small shell.
It's like a deep fried Oreo, except instead of deep frying, you put in a Fig Newton.
Yeah, it's a Fig Newton shell.
Fig Newton hardened casing.
What's like the worst flavor of Fig Newton that you could think of that isn't like just disgusting? Like, what's like the weirdest? What that you could see existing, like actually existing?
Like an actual. I was about to just say pond scum.
No, but like an actual flavor that you could see existing as a Fig Newton or some sort of cookie. What's like the worst, the weirdest flavor you could think of?
The weirdest flavor that I could think of.
Yeah.
That's actually because there's like I don't know, probably hamburger or like just any like
yeah, like some sort of meat, like bacon flavored. It's a bacon like, flavored Fig Newton.
Yeah, like a savor. Oh, dude, a bacon flavored Fig Newton. Some scum like just goblin man has probably made one of those.
It has when to bacon. Resist.
Yeah, when bacon was like the big meme of like 2010. Like
I love me some bacon.
I love my bacon. You know me. Mm-mm, yum yum.
Bacon flavored coffee.
Oh, dude, my aunt when I was like, yeah, I was in like sixth grade at the time. She got me these like a bunch of random bacon flavored goods.
All right.
I mean, like I like meat. I don't know.
I like bacon. I'm a bacon guy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of meat overall.
You know, I think after the show, I'm gonna go cook up a piece of bacon. Yeah,
cook a one piece.
Yeah, one little piece of bacon and then eat it.
Yeah, I'm feeling of turning on the grill.
I just want a grill for God's sake.
Yeah, all these people.
But all the acid parties. Rain from coronavirus can't prevent me from grilling.
Acid rain. Is that an actual thing?
No. Oh yes, it is.
Acid rain is.
It's
fake.
Well, it's like because it's pollution. Oh, stuff gets into the clouds and then it makes rain more acidic than normal.
Yeah, it's
not like acid.
No, I remember learning about acid. Yeah,
it erodes statues and stone things.
Yeah, like marble. Marble's the big thing because it's really weak in general. No, but I remember learning about acid rain geology, and it's like, oh yeah, the pH goes from like 7 to 8. Like, wow, one pH difference and these rocks are already crying.
That's like a 10 times concentration difference, though, isn't it?
Stupid rock. It only go up by one. What are you doing?
Rock!
No, it's like, no, I think it is in tens. Yeah, because pH is like by point. It's like 0.07 concentration of like hydrogen. Yeah, it's like pH is done by like hydrogen ions, and then pOH is done by hydroxide ions. This is like the very little bit of chemistry I remember. So pH can technically go up. It's 0.0 and then whatever the number is. So you can get a pH of 12, and that's just 0.12 of 12% that's just 12% hydrogen ions. That's just straight up like you sneeze this stuff on someone else, they're dead, they're gone, they're in goo, they're goo. Why are they goo? It's because they got acid on them, dummy.
Yeah. One time I dropped my acid bottle down the drain.
Oh, dude, the entire bottle? That's a
big drain. It was actually in the dorm. I did it. It was actually, it happened in Roof Hall, and I poured my acid bottle down the pit to dispose of it.
Oh, and you just, your bottle of acid?
Yeah, like I accidentally hit Brian, who was hand gliding down the pit.
Yeah, your comically large Acme brand bottle of acid.
A giant tub of acid the size of my chest. And I lifted it up and I tipped it over the edge and I poured it out and it fell all down and then it fell on Brian.
Yeah, and Brian actually turned green, started looking off in the distance as if there was a camera, blinked twice, and then just turned into ash.
Yeah, he turned into ash and then his hand glider melted and it was all gone. And then he's still flying, and then he turns back and he realizes that he's not, he has, his hand glider's gone, and then he waves his arms around in the air like he's running through the air, and he falls down and into the pit.
Yeah, and then he turns into a viewer suggestion, Kevin's Chili from
Kevin. Yeah, Kevin the Chili from the Chili Show.
And that's what we call in the comedy business a callback. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's kind of a callback, something of a callback.
Yeah, you remember my man Brian from
the Kevin and Chili Show.
Yeah, the Kevin and Chili Show.
Brian's Can I just call you Chili? Just that random time. Like, no one... And no, don't like, explain it. Every once in a while, I'll call you Chili. And then, like, maybe we could convince someone else to call you Chili. And then you get, like, really confused and tell them, like, why are you calling me that?
That's going to be the biggest prank of 2020.
Chili?
Chili?
Is that a crack at my weight? My figure?
Kevin, what are you doing? Dude, we should just introduce ourselves. Kevin and Chili when we had
Kevin
to do
Chili
our
show.
Eventual RA meeting.
Oh, no. Don't remind me of RA meetings.
Dude, I completely forgot about RAs.
I didn't attend any of them.
I attended.
I went to one, actually. I didn't meet my RA until like halfway through second semester.
I attended a couple of them, mainly because my RA is kind of a gamer.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, my RA's name was Keith, but Richard and I both met him like in different things. So, Richard's nickname for him is because he saw the whiteboard sign as RA Keith, and he was like, "Who's Rakeith?"
Rakeith.
Rakeith. Dude, he sounds like a fighter from Mortal Kombat. Am I right, gamers? I play Mortal Kombat. I am Fighter Man.
He's something of a fighter man.
Yeah, but my nickname for him was Gamer Keith because early, move-in day, I knocked on his door to like ask him a question about like what do I need to do with these like stupid move-in forms, and I see he has a triple monitor set up on his desk with an Xbox lying in the corner. I was like, oh my gosh, he's a gamer. He's a pro gamer, dude. He's got that triple monitor set up. He probably has like Razer brand everything.
He has a Razer brand shoelace.
Dude, he's got the Razer sneakers. He's got
Razer underwear.
Razer.
He's got a Razer belt. Razer suspenders.
Yeah. He has a
Razer eye patch for his eye. Someone dropped acid on his eye.
Yeah. He actually the reason why his eye wasn't saved, actually, is because he only had Logitech anti-acid at the time.
Yeah, he needed NVIDIA anti-acid.
Yeah, it wasn't Razer. There was
RGB. He didn't have Norton antivirus.
Didn't have Norton antivirus on his body. No, but yeah. So I got to know Keith as Gamer Keith for a solid 2 months. And then one of my friends started talking to Keith a lot more. And she asked him in person, she was like, "Are you Gamer Keith?"
Not to be confused with Rockheath.
Not to be confused with Rockheath at all. No, but he didn't know about my nickname of Gamer Keith to him.
So that's kind of like Kevin and Chili. Like,
yeah,
we just pretend that we don't know about it. Like, we just make it, just say it, and then when someone talks about it, we just pretend we don't know about it.
Yeah, it's like, who's Chili? What are you talking about? No, but he didn't know at all. He was like, why are you calling me Gamer Keith?
He's a gamer.
Yeah, eventually he liked the name because he's like, yeah, I guess I'm kind of a gamer.
He's an Alienware shoeless.
Dude, my homie got the what is that one? That one company, the Region of Gamer, Legion of Gamers.
Legion of Gamers shoelaces.
Gamers. My homie's got he's got Gunner glasses for sure.
Oh yeah, the Gunner. Yeah, it's a yellow, so the screen do the not the anti gaming.
The screen
fixes your eyes.
Yeah, this is your eyes. This is your eyes on yellow.
This is your eyes with a yellow filter.
Dude, I can't believe they have pee filtered glasses. This is crazy. 2020 really do be wild.
is pretty crazy.
Can't believe they made pee glasses for gamers. But yeah, I guess we actually are hitting the 1 hour mark now.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while, dude. I feel like filming another episode like very soon.
Yeah, I agree. Kyle Charlie Week, maybe.
Yeah, that'd actually be kind of fun. But for now, thank you all for listening to the Kyle and Charlie Show.
Official. Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to Kyle Charlie, official comeback.
The official comeback of the century.
Yeah, if you want to join the Discord and listen
to
these
and
episodes.
Actually, if you listen to all the episodes that we record this year, you get free RGB shoelaces from us.
Yeah, we actually make them ourselves.
And we pour acid rain on your head for free. Like, kind of like Gatorade after the big game.
Yeah.
And me and Charlie come in and we're shirtless and we start screaming about sports and then we dump acid rain on your head.
Yeah, we actually give you a coach's headset so that we still ruin the headset. It's RGB though, so it's okay. It's
We have pagers too. I don't know why, but we have pagers. Don't ask.
We definitely have pagers, dude. No, but yeah, the Discord link will be in the description if you are interested in joining. I'll put it there.
We're actually making this public. Purge everything.
delete
everything on this Discord, please.
Oh no, don't worry, we'll purge it. We'll edit this that we can't have these.
We'll edit it out in post.
We'll edit this entire thing out in post. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a lovely evening. Unless you're listening this during the day, but then have a nice day.
Have a good
whatever time your time is having.
Have a positive
bye-bye.
Next 3 hours. Bye-bye.